Judith 10, verses 1 through 10. After that, she had ceased to cry unto the God of Israel. She rose from where she had fallen, called her maid, and went down into the house in which she abode in the Sabbath days and in her feast days. And she pulled off the sackcloth which she had on, and she put off the garments of her widowhood, washed her body with water, anointed herself with precious ointment, braided the hair on her head, and put on a headdress, put on her garments of gladness, those she wore during her life with her husband, Manasseh. And she took sandals upon her feet, put on her bracelets and her chains, her rings, her earrings, and all her ornaments, and decked herself with bravery to allure the eyes of all men that should see her. Then she gave her maid a bottle of wine and a cruse of oil, and filled a bag with parched corn, lumps of figs, and fine bread. She folded all these things together and laid them upon her. Thus they went forth to the gate of the city of Bethulia, and found standing there Ozias and the elders of the city. And when they saw her, they wondered at her beauty. They said unto her, the God of our fathers, give thee favor and accomplish thine enterprises to the glory of the children of Israel and the exaltation of Jerusalem. They then worshiped God. And she said unto them, command the gates of the city be open unto me, that I may go forth to accomplish the things whereof you have spoken. So they commanded the young men to open unto her as she had spoken. And when they had done so, Judith went out, she and her handmaid with her. And the men of the city looked after her until she was gone down the mountain, till she had passed the valley, and they could no longer see her. The word of the Lord.
Do you think we should do something? Hank asks from the end of the bar, stool turned so he could lean against the wall. Like what? What do you mean do something? You mean for her? Walter didn't look up from the bar towel he was using to intently wipe the same square foot of real estate in front of him. Yeah, for her. You mean like a party? I don't know, not like a party, that'd be weird. Then what? You know, just make sure people know she's coming. People? What people? Anybody. Dave and Cindy, Lori, Big Mike and her sister. Just anybody that would maybe like to know. You don't think her sister knows? Barb? How would she know? She never leaves her trailer. No phone? I don't even think she has a mailbox. Yeah. Yeah, what? Yeah, I think we should tell some people. I think it would be nice when she gets here if people were here to say hi and, you know, whatever. Why do you think she's coming? Did she say? She just said she was coming. I have no idea why. Bombay Beach is a desert town, 1 square mile. sitting on the shore of the Salton Sea, California's largest lake and easily its most troubled. Since the Colorado River that fed it has now been completely cut off, even the agricultural runoff that drained into the sea is diverted to San Diego to feed the expanding condos and strip malls. The Salton Sea is rapidly shrinking. And as it does, the playa, the exposed seabed, is eroded by the wind and fills the air with fine particulates. Imperial County already has the highest per capita cases of asthma, and it's only getting worse. Bombay Beach was originally built as a working class resort back in the 50s, when people came to the Salton Sea to vacation then. It was mostly trailers, never really intended to be a year-round town. But the floods in 1976 and 77 wiped out most of the hotels and the nightclubs around the sea, and most of the owners thought it made more sense to take the insurance money than to go in and rebuild. Bombay Beach once had a population of 2,000. Now it's under 200. And she owns the only business in town. She merged onto the 10 and set the cruise control at 75. She hadn't been back to Bombay Beach in 7 years, hadn't stepped inside the break-in in that long. Her parents moved from San Bernardino to build it 60 years ago. It started out as the Breakers because it was out by the breakwater. It had a dock so the water skiers and fishermen could tie up there and come in and have a beer and a hamburger. But after the floods, they moved it all the way back to the other side of town on A Street and changed the name to the Bombay Beach Inn. But the new name never completely took. People just started calling it the Break-In, which did seem to better reflect the general appearance of the place. The whole town looked like somebody had broke in to rob the place and, not finding anything of value, trashed it. After her parents died, mom from lymphoma and dad 3 months later from a heart attack, she and her sister inherited it. She was living in Spokane at the time, and even though her sister still lived in Bombay, her sister wanted nothing to do with the place. So it's all hers, which means she pays the taxes on it and lets Walter and Hank run it like it's their own. She has no idea if it makes any money or what it costs to run it. She figures it might just make enough to give Walter and Hank a little more than a subsistence living. "What are those?" Walter asked Hank. "They're chicken wings." "I know they're chicken wings, but what are they for?" "I thought I would put out some food for when she comes. Just some wings and some potato salad, some carrot sticks." "Yeah, okay. But don't let anybody eat anything until she gets here." Lori and Big Mike came in and sat at their usual places at the bar. Walter put a double vodka in front of Lori and a Pacifico in front of Big Mike. "She's not here yet?" Lori asked. "Not yet." Walter picked up his bar towel and folded it again. "Do you think she's coming to sell the place?" Big Mike asked. "Why would you say that?" Walter asked. "Well, why else would she be coming?" Hank came out of the kitchen. "Sell the place? Sell the place. To who? If it was worth anything, she would have sold it long ago. And I'm telling you, value is not going up." Cindy and Dave came in, and pretty soon all the regulars were there. Somebody put the Eagles' "Take It to the Limit" on the jukebox, and Hank was unsuccessful at keeping people away from the chicken wings and potato salad. There were still carrot sticks left. She pulled off the highway into the town, and there it was. The first thing you see. She pulled into the parking lot. She sat there, car running. She didn't know what she was feeling. Happy? Nostalgia? Or about to put the car in reverse? "Hey, she's here," Hank said, looking out the window. "How do you know it's her?" Lori asked. "I'm looking right at her. She's in her car." "What's she doing?" "Just sitting there." "Just sitting there? Just sitting there."